drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows around 64, overnight, under partly cloudy skies, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 90, a mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 60. Mid-80s, Friday, cooler, Saturday, with highs in the low 80s, and showers.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
How many plays have you done over the years?
Oh, many. Many, many, many.
Would you do another one? Should we do a play? And put it up somewhere and do it as like a fundraiser someday?
That'd be great.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, the 11 o'clock hour, and our Friday, because we will be having reruns tomorrow and Friday, because I am headed to Vegas to celebrate my husband and his twin sister's 40th birthday, and I have joked that my gift to them is tolerating the heat and their drunken debauchery while 7.5 months pregnant in Vegas. And
you're a good wife.
Don't expect anything else. But in the bottom of the hour, if you have a good Vegas story, we want to hear from you. But we also want to hear from you right now. Have you seen the Barbie movie? And if so, thoughts? 844-967-2789. And even more importantly, if there was going to be a supper club Barbie, what accessories would she come with?
Oh, that's a good question.
I had someone, I think I put a clip of when we talked to Professor Christine Whalen the Friday that it was coming out, and we were talking about Barbie and her cultural significance and everything, and someone left a comment on the TikTok clip that we put up that we need a supper club Barbie. And I was like, oh man, if I had the talent to make, like, go get a Barbie and like make a little old fashioned and like a little fish fry and maybe
relish
some
tray.
Relish tray. I'm trying to think, like, what else would supper club Barbie look like? Or what would she come with? And do you have any resources that I can make this happen so I can make a video about it? Because I really want to know. And normally I would say I just try to like act. If I really had the time and the effort, I'd just go get a blonde wig and like act out Supper Club Barbie. But well, that's a little ambitious right now. But 844-967-2789. Have you seen Barbie? If you have, what are your thoughts? Or what would Supper Club Barbie look like? 844-96-PARTY. Jane, you have not seen Barbie yet.
Not yet. I'm still going to wait a couple weeks.
You're waiting until it dies on. Although I will say, we went on Saturday night at 5, and it was not a packed theater.
Oh, cool.
So you could probably, and a lot of the theaters now, you can book your seats ahead of time. So you can see how full it's going to be.
That's all. You know, afternoon, maybe I'll slide in some late afternoon.
And it is hot. Get out of the heat.
Yeah.
But I saw it over the weekend, and I was not alone. Barbie is now closed. Maybe by the end of this week, we'll have closed in and surpassed $1 billion.
Wow.
But 2 weekends in, and Greta Gerwig's global phenomenon has already grossed, this was as of Monday, $775 million at the international box office, putting it just days away from hitting the $1 billion mark. So no solo woman director has ever had a movie exceed that threshold. So
well,
she
well
will,
done, Greta Gerwig.
Will be the first. And she's like my age.
Yeah.
I don't think she's 40 yet.
No, she's still pretty young.
She's wildly talented. And Oppenheimer also had a really impressive second weekend. I'm still excited to go see that. I don't know when I'm going to be able to see it. But, you know, I liked it. I thought it was super fun. I thought, you know, the message for me, I thought was really clever in the way that it was presented, and the things that it looked at. Was it, for me, revolutionary? No.
No.
For me, was it the most political movie I've ever seen? Certainly not. I would say you see any Adam McKay movie and it's a lot more overt than I would say this movie is. But what it certainly is looking at, through the lens of dolls, the idea of one gender dominating. And in the world of Barbie, as the tagline says, Barbie is everything. He's just Ken.
He's a secondary character.
And that is, this is the secondary character. I mean, this is the thing that's so funny to me about the conservative critique of this movie right now, is that like Ken has a full character arc. Like he has a beginning, middle, and end. Barbie, not to give it away, but like they have a come to Jesus moment as far as like things that they understand about each other. And in so much of what the movie is, as far as where Ken and Ken's plural start, is that they only exist to serve Barbie, and they only feel validated with her attention versus having being their full humanity of individuality and
their own person,
being their own person and being valued. And the point of it, I see it as, you know, that is sometimes how women get treated in our real world, right? And that we're saying both are bad. And it's not that men are bad. It's that this idea that your gender dictates your place in society is bad. And I think that's the thing that feels like is getting lost in the fray, is that the movie is actually saying, like, no, we want men to be fully
realized
humans as well, just like we want women to be. And so it's interesting just how much is getting, I don't know,
misconstrued
in the movie and in the like cultural backlash that's happening. And I actually read, a take this morning from a conservative writer who took his daughters, who were very excited to see it. And he was like, he was expecting to like roll his eyes and hate it. And he goes, it was fine. And he really said, he's like, I don't know why, you know. And so it feels to me, and it's interesting because I was thinking about this in context of last week when we were talking about the Jason Aldean song, and like in a song that, you know, is probably mediocre, but skyrocketed because of so much attention. And I don't know how much of that, like how many people who are subscribing to, you know, are going to see it just because of the conservative critique of it, in the same way that like in the Jason Aldean song, I feel like people are embracing the song because of the backlash to it.
Oh, for sure.
Versus them just thinking like, oh, this is a great song. And I'm like, I wonder how much of this is just the same coin on the opposite side. And I don't think it's as much, because that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money to spend to just go hate watch something. But or just do it out of spite for the conservatives of like, I'm going to see this movie because you told me not to, Ben Shapiro. And I'm not sure that's happening. But it is interesting as just hearing what the dismay is, and I certainly just don't get it. So if you've seen the movie and you didn't like it, or you saw the movie and you loved it, I would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Brady on the YouTube Live says, yes, I have seen Barbie twice. Seen it a third time this weekend. Big fan. Laughed out loud in the theater so much. I did laugh out loud.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, that's always a good sign.
Well, you know, and it's also what's fun about it is, I don't know, and this is why I liked it. I feel like it did lots of things. It, in one hand, played homage, like it like paid homage to Barbie and all the weird Barbies that have existed. Like, there were some deep cuts in there of Barbies that I didn't remember there was a Midge Barbie that was pregnant.
Oh, she was pregnant?
She was pregnant.
What?
So Midge was pregnant and then she got discontinued. So I really missed my opportunity to dress as Midge.
Oh.
As we went with our friends, obviously. And so they had, like, there was little tributes to, there was also at one point Barbie's dog that like actually little, like left little pellets and like pooped.
Oh.
And so that was a part of the movie. And it was fun because some of them I did not remember, but there was, I see this BuzzFeed article right now of all the weirdest Barbies that ever have come into existence. One of which was not in the movie, but is on this list, is Shaving Fun Ken. Where literally I did have that one. And it was like with water. It was like some kind of like erasable sticker on his face that if you shaved him, his beard went away and then it came back once it dried.
That's weird.
And so there was like very deep cuts about the dolls themselves. But I also feel like what they did well was kind of goes back to what we talked about before I had even seen it with Professor Whalen, of the juxtaposition of what Barbie has been in our culture and in our world. Of like, on the one hand, they had this doll who, and this is like how the movie, like, you know, they talk about the fact that prior to Barbie, all of the dolls for young girls were baby dolls.
Yes.
And so somehow that's also saying, like, by wanting a different doll besides a baby doll was anti-mother, which it's like, it's not. And so, whatever. And so, you know, at a time when, as we've said before, women couldn't have credit cards. Women weren't buying their own houses. Women weren't necessarily being pilots and CEOs and president. There was this doll that was literally doing all of those things. And so, in like, that is a real, very real conversation as far as, like, Barbie's empowerment simultaneously with the perfectionism and the unrealistic expectation of what Barbie looks like. And like, they cover the gamut of that conversation in the movie, which in like a really clever way, which I think is, what else do you want from a Barbie movie?
Well, right.
Do you just want do you want it to be a kids movie where like Barbie just goes on an adventure? Which is fine. It's just a very different movie. And I don't know if that's what some people, you know, I saw one critique that was like, well, this was a movie about Barbie made by people who hate Barbie. And I was like, I didn't take that away. I think it's a very thoughtful critique of one of the biggest cultural, like, goalposts, like,
for sure,
like, icons, for lack of a better word, of the last 80 years?
Oh, absolutely.
70 years?
Absolutely.
So I would love to hear your thoughts on this. 844-967-2789. I'll come back and have some more of the weirdest Barbies and see if you remember those and some of the funniest tweets I've seen in reaction to the movie. So we will come back with that and your texts and your calls. 844-96-PARTY. We're talking Barbie. Let's go party. There you go. Good cue. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. Reminder that we are giving away our last set,
yes.
I guess 2 to 4 tickets for the State Fair at the end of the show at 11:50. So if you would like to win those, call back then 844-967-2789.
You can't lose.
You can't lose. It's only fun.
It's the best game.
We have to figure, maybe we'll figure out other ways to keep it going. I like that.
The games that we can't lose.
Games you can't lose. Instead of just trivia questions where people feel bad if they don't have the right answer. We were talking about Barbie, and I'm asking if you've seen it and what your thoughts are of it, or your general thoughts. I mean, because it is in the conversation. It's in the news every day as far as someone else has opinions on it or thought pieces on it and people's reaction to it and what the numbers are. And so it is as big as a Marvel movie.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, what's interesting as far as some of the critique that's been is like, well, it's like super capitalist. It's like, what do you think every superhero does? You don't think every Disney movie has the, like, millions of dollars of merch and toys and stuff that goes with it? Star Wars is, you know how much
Absolutely.
Stuff exists as far as, like, things you can buy in, like, place of, like, in part of celebrating the movie? Like, this is what we do. It's just, most of that is gender neutral or for boys. There's just, it doesn't happen very often that is very feminine. 844-967-2789.
Mike from Sheboygan has been hanging on the line. Good morning, Mike. Did you see Barbie?
No, I haven't seen it, but my adult daughter and I got into a big discussion about it because I called her up and I was like, so, you know, last I remember Barbie was a bad thing because it gave little girls a bad attitude as to how they should be. I said, I know they did a bunch of stuff to make it not a bad thing. I said, but all of a sudden, Barbie's a good thing. And she's like, well, Dad, actually, it's not a child's movie. It's PG-13.
Mm-hmm.
So she sent me a bunch of clips here and there, here and there, here and there. And she's right. There's a lot of adult comedy in there. So it's not really a child's movie. And I, from the clips I've seen, I look at more as like, it's more like a Talladega Nights for how NASCAR people looked at Talladega Nights.
So oh, that's an interesting comparison.
The Barbie movie as kind of like a tongue-in-cheek type thing.
That's an interesting comparison. I would say Talladega Nights was more satire slash parody.
Yes.
But I say that as someone who's not a NASCAR fan. So it's like, I don't understand. I wouldn't have been able to a good judge of how much is making fun of NASCAR versus making fun and celebrating NASCAR. Cause I would say Barbie's doing both. Like there's certainly things of making fun of like I said, like all the weird Barbies that have existed and that got discontinued
right.
while also like, the conversation around it. So after your
right.
discussion with your daughter, did it make you want to go see it?
No, I don't really want to go see it. I'm not a big movie go see or anything because of the expense of it and all that.
That's fair.
I mean, and it is. Come on, it's Barbie. I'm a dude. would I take my 12 or 13 year old granddaughter if she really wanted to see it? Nobody else would. Yeah, probably.
Okay. Okay.
No, I'm not going to see it. I was just talking with my daughter about, you know, I thought Barbie was bad. And all of a sudden, Barbie's good. People will make up my mind for me. And then she just informed me that, well, no, it's they're not saying Barbie's good. It's kind of a satire movie, Dad. And, you know, after seeing the clips, I'm like, well, this is sort of like Barbie lovers are going to look at this sort of the same way NASCAR fans looked at Talladega Nights. Someone will be like, no, we're not like that at all. And the other ones will be like, oh, no, we're exactly like
that's great.
In the nose. Thanks so much for the call, Mike.
All right.
Have a great day. That's a really interesting comparison.
It is.
As far as any of those types of movies where you are, you know, and I kind of think about that. Of course, where my mind just went to now is almost like exactly what so much of like Charlie Barron's humor is. It is both the celebration of and the recognition of Wisconsin culture while, you know,
making a couple jokes
of, and it's what's funny about it is the fact that you can see yourself inside of it and you know that guy or you're related to that guy who says those things or does those things and so because he's from here and he's of that, he can make those jokes where it's not offensive and making fun of Wisconsin culture. He's in on the joke.
Yeah, don't be doing that if you're from Illinois. It probably may
I mean,
not...
there's still Midwest, like there's still Midwest culture. Don't be doing it if you're from like Connecticut.
For sure.
Or California. If you don't know, if you can't point to Wisconsin on a map, you can't make those jokes.
Absolutely.
But I thought I saw a roundup of some of the great tweets as far as response. Tweets, X's, whatever the heck they're called now. But I thought this was interesting. It said, look, I don't think Barbie was or needed to be subversive, but I will say that, no, not that, this is not the one that I wanted. There was one about Barbie is not particularly feminist. There was one about, well, now it's gone. What's going on with X? Why can't I find it? It was basically saying, how are you going to say that Barbie is anti-man, but Oppenheimer is fine? Sorry, but who killed more men? It's a little dark, but it's true.
Well, yes, that would be accurate.
And so it's funny that every pink-covered woman at this theater greeted one another with enthusiastic, hi, Barbie, and I feel like I've transcended from this plane to a feminist dreamscape. Hello. And so I just, but also, if Barbie is too feminist for you, might I recommend almost every other movie ever made?
Good point.
I can't believe Barbie made, I can't believe they made Barbie woke. All the boys were into Barbie before they had to go and make it political.
What?
She's joking.
Okay.
And so,
you never know these days.
But it's also, there's one that makes, it's like Barbie also was always been before we had the term woke. I mean, she's always been inclusive. Like the first black Barbie predate was a long time ago. And so it's literally been decades of trying to make dolls that appeal to as many people as possible. And so the idea that Barbie was ever about like being a trad wife is missing the point. All right, when we come back, I want to hear your stories about Vegas. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Please join the leadership team from Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or seller. So please tune in on Tuesday afternoons at 3:30, where we'll be highlighting all things real estate.
Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors is your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday afternoon at 3:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
If you talk, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly?
What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 64, overnight, under partly cloudy skies, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 90, a mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 60. Mid-80s, Friday, cooler, Saturday, with highs in the low 80s and showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
Well, it started out down a dirty road. Started out.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and I am about to step into the sauna.
Yes.
Let's see. How hot is it supposed to be in Vegas this weekend?
110.
Let's see. Right now it's 85 degrees, but it's also only 9:30. Was it 2 hours behind us? I don't know. Let's see what the heat. So high of 100 tomorrow. High of 101 on Friday, high of 103 on Saturday when we come home.
Woof.
Woof. Yes, but I am going to Vegas. We're leaving this afternoon. My husband is turning 40 along with his twin sister, and they spent their 30th birthday in Vegas, so they thought they would do a repeat.
Ah.
I'm hoping that it does not look as, what I've heard was as debaucherous as their 30th birthday, because everyone's hangovers are a lot worse now. And I obviously can only partake in so much, because I don't like gambling. I'm a big fan of my money. I can't party, which is what I would normally do, because, you know, she's still in there.
She's still baking.
I am going to go to the spa.
That'll be nice.
We're going to have a pool day, and I insisted that we get a cabana so I can get out of the heat if needed.
Absolutely.
And in general, I'm sure it'll be a good time. We have a really fun group of friends going, but it made me interested in hearing your best or worst Vegas stories. Maybe something at the time that was very fun is, looking back at it now, is a little embarrassing. But 844-967-2789, what are your thoughts on Vegas? It's not for everyone. Some people love it. Some people hate it. But certainly my first time ever in Vegas, what I'll remember, it was the summer I was moving from Los Angeles to Berkeley, and my group of friends in LA, we had rented a houseboat on Lake Mead.
Oh, nice.
And we spent one night in Vegas before we all went to, we drove from LA to Vegas, spent one night there, and then went to got our houseboat, which was very, very fun.
I bet.
But I remember, and not that LA was cheap, maybe just the places that we went in LA were cheap. I was 22 and I bought a round of shots because we were at some club, and my 22-year-old brain went to go pay for four shots, and it was $75. And I was like, excuse me, what?
Oh my God.
And this was 2008, so I can only imagine what, four, it was like, I think it was four shots of chilled Patron, and it was $75.
Wow. And
I was like, I'm a broke college student. I can't pay for this. Help me, I'm poor. And that was like my entry. I was like, I'm not buying drinks for the rest of the night. I'll just be not hungover tomorrow. And Vegas has never been like my go-to place. Cause like I said, I don't really gamble. And, you know, I know there's good shows. We're not seeing any shows this time around, but I would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789 on either your best or your worst Vegas story. Do you have any good Vegas stories?
I've only been there twice.
Okay.
And the first time was after my father passed away, and he and my mother used to go to Vegas once a year. That was what they did and loved it. And you know, just for a long weekend. And so a couple of years after he was gone, some of my brothers and sisters and I took mom out there for a weekend, which was fine. And then at one point I was meeting a friend from California in Vegas, and I was on my own for the first night because he wasn't coming until the next day. And I don't gamble. I'm like you. I like my money.
And it's also, I don't know how, like, I don't know.
And that's part of it too.
I have no confidence of like, I know what I'm doing.
Right.
To feel like I have any edge in this whatsoever, even though you don't, because the house always wins.
Right. So because I'm the same way with you. Blackjack intimidates me. All of the card games intimidate me. So I went and hung around the craps table.
Okay.
And I thought, I'll just pretend that I know what I'm doing. And I did whatever the guy, you know, the guy who was winning on the table. So I just did what he did. But in the lead up to that, there's a big slot in the middle of the table where you give them your 50 or your 100 or whatever, and they put it down in the slot and then they give you the chips. Do you remember the scene from Ghost where Patrick Swayze has got a check for like $4 million from this person who helped murder him? Anyway, he gives the check to Whoopi Goldberg and he makes her give it to nuns.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, that's my, and he's like, give him the check, give him the check. And so she finally gives them a check. That's how I felt when my $50 was going down that slot.
That you were giving it to nuns?
No, that I was just like, no, I can't, don't make me give this to you. It's bad. I want my 50 back.
Did you win anything?
No. I'm sure I did. You know, this is a long time ago. I must have done well enough to stay alive for a little bit.
Okay.
But as you said, ultimately, you play long enough, the house will win.
Yeah.
That's why it's really hard to bankrupt a casino. I'm just throwing that in.
Yeah. And well, supposedly that is, you know, people who have gambling addictions or, you know, more specifically what I've heard of when Michael Jordan was kind of in his prime. And it's like he was such a competitive person that he literally thought he could beat the house.
Oh, that's just
and that's
crazy.
Why, like, he would go so far because he's like, I'm going to come back because like that like competitor mentality. It's like, buddy, it's not set up like that. The game is rigged. But yeah, I think everyone we're going with has said that they have a limit. Like they're leaving their debit card at home.
Well, that's good.
And there's like, they're bringing X amount of cash that this is their gambling money. And once it's gone, it is gone.
You got to stick with that.
And so, but yeah, so I'm interested in, if you have any good Vegas stories, if you've ever won a ton of money, lost a ton of money, got married in Vegas.
Was that a mistake?
Yeah. 844-967-2789. But it was also my last time being on a plane until this kid comes. And so my doctor.
What does she say?
So I'll be 30 as of today. I'm 30 weeks pregnant today. And
I had my doctor, most recent doctor's appointment last week, and so, and I'm friends with my doctor, but she said, so just so you know, I have to tell you this. You know, if baby comes in Vegas, baby stays in Vegas.
Don't bring her back?
Well, no, that you, I mean, if she's 10 weeks early.
Oh.
You can't just bring your kid home to because right. you don't live there. Like, right. It's going to be in a Vegas hospital until she's ready to travel. And she's like, you have no risk signs to say that that's going to happen. Everything looks good. But, like, I have to tell you.
Oh, for sure.
That if you go into labor 10 weeks early, like, you're not coming home. Like, you're sticking in, you're staying in a Vegas hospital to with your kid. And I was like, okay, good to know. Good to know. So we are running that risk, but my compression socks are packed, and I am planning to walk the aisles like she told me to on the plane. Luckily,
keep the circulation going.
For the circulation going. Luckily, it's not that far of a flight, but you know, doing the things that they told us to do. So
844-967-2789 844-96-PARTY. Tom from Cedarburg. Good morning, Tom. What do you want to share with us?
Hi, ladies. Well, my youngest brother was in Vegas about 10 years ago, and he met a gal at the bar at one of the casinos, and he came home with her. And she was supposedly an attorney and was going to pay her way. Well, she never paid a dime for the next year that she stayed with him. And yeah, and could she drink, too? Oh, my God.
So wait, he brought her home from Vegas, and she moved in with him?
Yeah.
And he just, like, paid for her for a year?
Yeah.
How did it end?
She went back, I think, and met a sister of hers that I think lived out there or something like that. But she was half Russian and half German or something. And boy, could she drink. Unbelievable.
She knew how to spend other people's money.
Well, and coming from Wisconsinite, Tom, that this woman can drink, that is really saying something.
That is saying something. So wait, how did your everyone trying to warn your brother, be like, buddy, what are you doing? Was he just like smitten and thought he was in love with her?
Well, she could talk, and she was quite shapely, good looking, and real smart.
Okay,
but she never worked a day when she lived with him. But she always promised she would, but it never happened.
And did
nothing happens.
Did he finally just get fed up
at the bar, you know?
Yeah. Did he finally just get fed up and said, you have to go?
Yes, that's finally what it came to.
And, okay. Well,
and is
it was quite interesting.
That is interesting.
And is he single to this day?
Yes, but he has a son now, so things are much different. So.
All right. That is
that's a good story, Tom.
Buyer beware who you pick up in Vegas and who you bring home from Vegas. Thanks so much for the call, Tom.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, if you want to check in.
Well, and some of the other things, I found this, so since I am getting on a plane, do you have any rules, like unspoken rules that you No, like, because you're getting on a plane at the end of the month, you're going on a much longer flight than I am.
We're going overseas.
You're going to Europe. Are there any rules of airplane etiquette that you abide by?
Well, and this is going to sound really odd, and it is really odd, but my husband, we always fly coach.
Okay.
And we always request the last seat in coach.
Like by the bathrooms?
Yes. Because that means no one can kick the back of our chairs.
Got it.
I don't have to worry about infringing on the person behind me, their space.
Most of those seats I didn't think you could recline from.
I mean, it's not, but reclining in those seats I don't think is very restful anyway.
Anyways.
I don't, and usually there's only two. So nobody gets stuck in the middle, which is a curse when you fly.
Huh. That's an interesting hack.
Yeah.
Do you ever have a situation where the bathroom is a little smelly?
Hasn't been a problem
all right.
in all these years.
All right.
And trust me, if we had the money, that would not be my choice because flying is now torture.
I know.
It used to be fun, but flying...
coach...
Is not fun.
I think my brother, who has lots and lots of miles on United, So he's constantly either getting upgraded to business or first class or something. I think his last trip from New York, maybe it was New York to Milwaukee. I don't know. One of his last flights, he just sounded like such a...
Was he crappy?
D-bag. Because he was like, he had to ride coach and he was just like, I can't believe people travel like this. Oh my gosh.
Yes. Because... it's expensive.
It is expensive. But do we have time to play a couple of there was a CNN video of unspoken rules when you're traveling on a plane. And I was interested, you and I could say which ones we agree with and which ones we were like, I don't know.
Take a listen.
There are definitely unspoken rights on an airplane seat. The window seat is pretty simple, gets the right to the window. If they would like the shade up, they keep the shade up. The aisle seat cannot tell the window seat person to put the shade down.
Agree.
I would agree with that.
I agree with that.
Yeah,
I think you can ask politely, but it's ultimately up to the person in the window seat.
Yes.
What they want to do.
Yes, it is. Number two.
The aisle seat, this is my favorite seat. I love it because I can be a free-range passenger. It feels like I have more space.
You just got to watch out for the cart.
See, I feel like I've now that I travel with Mike, since he has longer legs, he gets the aisle seat. But you do have to watch out for the cart.
Yeah.
I think I might get the aisle seat today, though, because I'm the one who has to get up and walk the aisles. So
I think that's a wise move.
I have not told him yet that yet, but we'll see.
All right, number three.
The middle seat, they get anything they want. Namely, two of the armrests. If the window seat and the aisle seat people have their arms here, you do have every right just to kind of slowly push them off.
I think that's dangerous.
I think that's dangerous. When I saw that one, I was like, how do you passive aggressively push your arms against strangers and say, no,
it's mine.
The armrests are mine. I don't know. That one feels, yeah.
And I'm going to go with one hard and fast rules that a guy named Tom Nichols says on Twitter all the time, no bare feet.
And no clipping your toenails.
No. Oi.
All right, 844-967-2789. We got 2 to 4 more tickets to give away. If you want to play for State Fair tickets, call now, 844-96-PARTY. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we are rounding out this week's final show, because it's going to be a rerun tomorrow and Friday. We'll be back on Monday with giving away a couple more State Fair tickets, because it starts tomorrow.
Yes, yes, yes.
So who do we have on the line?
Sue from Franklin. Good morning, Sue. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. So I will remind you how we play this game. I have picked 3 different new foods that are introduced to, they're new this year. And you, after I give you the description of all 3, will pick one that you're going to eat the entire thing once, one you're going to eat every day for the rest of your life, and one you are going to never eat and banish to hell. Got it?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Number one. The maple bacon turtle on a stick. This thing looks, if only I could show you a picture of it.
What is it bad?
Whew, a Wisconsin twist on Freeze's famous turtle on a stick. The maple bacon turtle on a stick is a pretzel stick resting on salted pecans, topped with homemade caramel and milk chocolate, along with freshly smoked and caramelized bacon from Double B's Barbecue, a local West Dallas business, and a maple flavor drizzle. So that is number one, maple bacon turtle on a stick. The next one is a drink, the Ferris Mule. The Ferris Mule is a non-alcoholic mule crafted with fresh blackberries, ginger beer, freshly squeezed lime juice, and agave nectar, all of which is hand-shaken and poured over ice. Garnished with fresh blackberries, a rosemary sprig, and lime wheel, the Ferris Mule takes a summer classic drink and elevates it with a fresh Fairtime twist.
Wow, that's really complicated.
It's a, you know, it's a mock, this is a mocktail that I could drink that I would maybe be on board with.
That's true.
All right, and the final one, pretty straightforward. Vegan brat slider. Pickled onions and house-made slaw with a plant-based barbecue brat. All right, Sue, which one are you eating the entire thing once?
Wow, that's a lot of sugar in those first two. I think I would probably drink. No, I would eat the first one.
So you eat the first thing.
The
maple bacon turtle on a stick, one-time treat, even if you go into a diabetic shock.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, great. And then which one are you eating every day for the rest of your life?
I would have to take the drink every day. I'm not going to say that I wouldn't maybe slip some vodka in there sometimes, but...
Yeah. Good for you,
just too. To give it a little more oomph, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
No one's telling you you can't
maybe
do that.
Maybe not every day, but...
So you have no interest in ever having the vegan brat slider?
Never. That does not even sound, no.
Have you had any of the Impossible Meat or the Beyond Meat, or have you ever tried any of that stuff?
I think so, yeah, at some point. Now, some of them are okay, but yeah, the other one just didn't sound very good.
See, and for me too, I think if I didn't know what it was, I would be more inclined to have an open mind.
If someone just lied to you?
If someone just said, here's a great burger, you know, we just made these great burgers. And then I would be, you know, more inclined to try it with an open mind. But once I know that it's tofu or whatever, or, you know, some weird alligator meat.
Is that how you feel about the camel fries, like the camel cheese fries? Had you not known it was camel meat, you think you would have gone for it?
Is it camel toes?
I don't know. It was just camel meat. Remember, that was one of the options. Sue, would you have any interest in trying the camel cheese fries?
Yeah, no, I heard that yesterday. I thought, I don't think I could get past it, knowing what it was.
Well, to be fair, the one that you're going to have for the rest of your life, the Ferris Mule, that won the drinkies. There was the Sporkies, and this
drinkies.
Was the first year that they also had another complimentary competition for the best drinks, and the Ferris Mule won. So maybe when you go with your tickets, you'll have to try one out and maybe sneak some of your little vodka in there.
Maybe.
What's your favorite thing to do at the fair, Sue?
I think just walk around and people watch. We haven't been in a couple of years, so I'm kind of excited to check it out. My husband and I both retired now, so we have nothing to do next week, you know?
Awesome.
And is there anything that you always eat when you go to the fair, Sue?
I think corn.
Yep.
And drink a beer.
Yeah.
My husband is real big on the baked potatoes.
Those are good.
Which is not like you can always get a baked potato, but that's his thing. He's got to have the baked potato,
which is good.
No,
everyone's
judgment.
Got their thing. No,
no,
don't yuck anyone's yum.
I'm not Jane. Yucking on the baked potato. Yuck.
All right, Sue. Thank you so much for listening and playing and calling in.
I hope you
have so much fun. Jane's going to get your information, but can't wait to hear how much fun you have. All right. Well,
great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Well, that'll about do it for today. The one last thing we didn't get to, which I think will be interesting. That I'm sure other shows will talk about, but as the Derek Van Orden stuff has not, it's still in the news, and it's interesting.
As it should be.
Do you think so?
Yes.
Why am I just kind of like...
Because his behavior was deplorable.
It was deplorable, but it's...
For an adult
and
who is a member of Congress.
I think it's the fact that he also won't just mea culpa and like say...
I had too much to drink, and I screamed at a bunch of kids.
And because I think he canceled something yesterday that he was supposed to do a press conference and didn't do it. But now Brian Stile, Republican, is consulting with Capitol Police about surveillance footage of Van Orden of his confrontation with teenage Senate pages. And so I am kind of surprised that there hasn't been any. That maybe we'll get to see a video about this?
Well, and it's my understanding that Mark Pocan is the one who wrote to Stile saying, hey, you guys were willing to turn over all this security footage from January 6th to Fox News. I think we should see just how up in these kids' faces our elected representative got.
Actually was. So it'll be interesting. We'll see if that unfolds in the next couple of days. But I don't know. I'm surprised. I guess I'm just a little surprised it's still in the news.
Well, things do cycle by pretty quickly. But again, I think it was, even if you're on the opposite side of the aisle, that is just not acceptable behavior for an adult.
I know.
Who's an elected official. We should.
I'm not making excuses for him. No, I'm just in the range of things of bad behavior that comes and goes of people, like, it makes news for a second and then it's on to the next thing. That's more of what it is like, I'm surprised that this is stuck compared to all of the other bad behavior we typically have been hearing about coming out of Congress.
But that's because he's from Wisconsin.
So you think it's just, you don't think they're talking about this in Missouri?
No. I think it's because we're from Wisconsin and we don't like that.
That's probably true.
What happened? We still want to believe Wisconsin nice, right?
Which I do believe in, but that's also big shock there that I believe in that. All right. Well, we will be back on Monday, but we'll have some good reruns tomorrow and Thursday. Thank you for calling. Thank you for texting. Thank you for being part of the show and listening every day. We couldn't do this show without you. Come back Monday when we'll be live again. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers. How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington, where security is super tight ahead of former President Trump's arraignment this afternoon. Our Scott McFarlane on what's expected to happen.
This historic late afternoon court appearance by former President Trump could take just minutes. He'll stand before a magistrate judge at this federal courthouse, which is just down the road from the U.S. Capitol. We expect him to plead not guilty, and we expect to hear any release restrictions ordered by the judge, potentially including restrictions on conversations with potential witnesses and possibly a tentative trial date.
He's being charged for his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. A Pittsburgh jury's decided on the death penalty for the gunman who killed 11 people at the Tree of Life Synagogue in 2018. KDKA-TV's Andy Sheehan reports.
In voting to impose the death penalty, the jury ruled the horrific nature of the atrocity required the ultimate punishment, voting that Bowers killed defenseless victims for religious reasons, but also that he had shown no remorse for his actions. Defense and prosecution witnesses quoted him as saying he was proud of what he had done, only wished he had killed more, and believed there should have been a parade in his honor.
A woman is lucky to be alive after being kidnapped and locked in a cell.
Investigators say a man who posed as an undercover police officer kidnapped a woman in Seattle, drove her hundreds of miles to his home in Oregon, and kept her in a makeshift cell from which she eventually escaped and found help. The FBI says the 29-year-old is charged with interstate kidnapping. Police are searching for more possible victims after linking him to sexual assaults in at least four other states. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
A 13-year-old charged with killing an Albuquerque woman. He had stolen 23-year-old Sydney Wilson's car. She tracked it using GPS, and when she approached, the teen allegedly pulled out a gun and shot her. Police Chief Harold Medina.
This young lady had the rest of her life in front of her. But then you also looked like this young man's life is changed forever.
Residents of San Pablo, California, were forced to evacuate their homes because of hazardous materials in a backyard shed. KPIX TV's Ann Makovec.
That shed is apparently in the backyard of a retired chemistry teacher. A hazmat crew says there are hazardous chemicals inside, but they're not sure yet exactly what they are.
In Portugal, Pope Francis was welcomed by young Catholics there for the World Youth Day Festival. He met with survivors of clergy sexual abuse. He also blasted leaders for their response to the long-ignored scandal. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Every piece of land has a story. Some right there is behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor, like the Upshaws.
This is my tractor, Penny. It's all about attention to detail.
But the Nelsons love cruising around their expansive Montana ranch in their John Deere Gator UV.
We've been here since 1868.
While the Caggianos drive a John Deere zero-turn mower to keep their Long Island brewery looking sharp.
Don't call me, don't bother me. I'm going out to mow for a couple hours.
Run with us and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure